Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week, in a specially extended episode, we hear how our AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 Class of 2025 were all surprised with phone calls to let them know that they'd been successful. But first, let's hear from Ricky Lee, CEO of AIR, who sponsored this year's AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30. I wanted to find out how he first started in the audio industry.
I started my career at Mansfield 103.2 in 2000. So I'm 25 years into the radio industry. I started my career writing football scores down off of teletext, if people can remember teletext, and handing it to an on-air presenter. That's how I started. And I started when I was 15 years old. I was a very, very stubborn teenager where I'd kind of known that I wanted to be in radio for a very, very long time. My careers advisors at school weren't very helpful. So I just wanted to prove them wrong and show them that I can do this. I actually was pestering program directors at Mansfield 103.2 because I'm originally from Mansfield in the Nottinghamshire area. And I guess I kind of just tried to put as many bows on my strings as I could. And actually, because I was so young, I left school and I went to college, West Notts College in Nottinghamshire, to do a television and radio course. And I ended up dropping out of that course. And I was kind of gutted because I wanted something to fall back on, you know, some kind of a qualification. But God bless my tutors. They said, well, look, you versus someone else is in your class. If you go and work for the radio station full time and they want you to, if you're going to go and try and get a job at somewhere like Hallam FM in 3 years' time and you've got 3 years' experience versus these guys that haven't, who do you think they're going to hire? And I was like, okay, this is a no-brainer. So they couldn't tell me to leave, obviously, for obvious reasons. But I did. And I ended up working in commercial production and doing the evening show on Mansfield 103.2. And then I kind of reached out to Anthony Gay at Hallam FM. And I was introduced to him by a friend of a friend, as you kind of do in the industry. And I said, look, I'm not looking for a gig as such. I just want some feedback, some really, really honest feedback. He was, and very brutal. And I realized that I was just going to have to mold myself and be a little bit different. So I did, and I kind of worked on that. And then Ant called me out of the blue whilst I was on air one day and said, hey, would you be prepared to come off air to eventually go back on air? Because there's a commercial producer job coming up at Hallam, and I'd really love you to apply for it or be involved. So I guess fast forwarding a little, I got that job, went over to Hallam. And then where the Sheffield University thing came in was that was actually an initiative with Hallam FM and Sheffield University, Hallam University, and it was an in-work qualification. So every 6 weeks or so, a tutor would come, and instead of me having to write the essays and do coursework, they'd ask me challenging questions and then ask me in my studio to perform, like making audio, editing, how that kind of stuff. So I ended up getting my qualification through that way of working at Hallam. And then kind of worked my way up a little bit there, took on a few more responsibilities and became a senior producer for the EMAP radio group. And then I left there and went to launch Original 106.5 in Bristol that was owned by Can West at the time. And then there's a very important little window that happened. And I moved to Bristol in 2006. And in 2003, I met my business partner, Gav Richards. Working in the backs of radio stations, Gav was doing some production work and presenting work for Galaxy, and I was doing the same. And we just found an opportunity for us to create something in the digital world because there was no one really making websites or technologies for radio stations. And that's where we started.
A big thank you to Ricky Lee, CEO of AIR, sponsors of this year's Radio Academy 30 Under 30. Now to the 30 Under 30 class of 2025 themselves. Let's hear a bit more about them and how they reacted when our acting MD, Dixie Stewart, called them to give them the news.
Hello. Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron. It's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm just phoning to tell you that you've been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
I'm Aaron Bolton. I'm a senior social media producer with Barrow Media in Scotland. I would say a career highlight for me was our work at Transmit, you know, when the team was kind of right involved with the station artists. We were there representing Scotland. We got some of our highest views on socials ever. And it was where on-air and socials team came together to make such a brilliant piece of work. It's such an honour. There's been so many people that I've learned from and worked with over the years that have been recognised in 30 Under 30. And to be one of those people now is just such a great honour, and it means the world. It's fantastic recognition for what I'm doing and the career development in radio.
Hello.
Hi, Beth. It's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm just phoning to tell you that you've been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. I'm so, so, so chuffed for that.
I'm Beth Wallace. I'm a radio presenter. I'm based up in Scotland on some of our big brands up here, Forth One, Clyde One. I'm on the Big Scottish Football Show, which goes out across the country, and been doing radio for about 4 years now. And I just absolutely love radio. It's just great to be on a list with so many other great people in the industry. I've looked at 30 under 30 lists, you know, since I started getting into radio, looking at what people have been doing, and I had one more year chance. I'm not quite 30 yet, so that was it. But to get onto it this year, I'm just delighted, and it hopefully just opens up some doors.
Hi, I'm Cara Swall. I'm a senior audio producer at Bespoken Media, an Edinburgh-based independent production company. I'm really, really delighted, particularly because it's my last chance. I'm about to turn 30, so just in time. I was just recently in Berlin for the Pre-Europa, and it was just amazing to be listening to audio from across Europe in all different languages. And a program I exec produced for Radio 4's Illuminated won a special commendation for the audio music category. I'm really keen and excited to learn about what my peers are doing in other areas in the audio industry, and to hear about other people making really interesting work or innovating.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Is it? That's so cool.
Hi, I'm Hannah Fletcher. I'm an assistant producer at Radio 2 working on the Scott Mills Breakfast Show. I never knew if I was going to get it, but I thought this year I did that thing with the Euros and I thought surely this is the year. But obviously I love radio and I love my job so much, and it just feels good to know that I've been awarded.
Massive career highlight for me would have been launching the Scott Mills Breakfast Show on Radio 2. That was huge. Like working together to make that like launch so massive. It's a big deal. So it was, you know, a big honour to be given the chance to do that with like some of the best people in the industry. Like this show is not like anything else I've ever worked on before. Everything we do, we're always thinking about like, how can we make this have like the biggest impact possible? Massive highlight was going to the Euros final with Ellie Brennan. I'm excited to have like been given this honour. I've seen it happen to so many of my colleagues, and I think it's an important thing to be recognised. I also am excited to meet the other 29. These are the people who hopefully I'll be working with in the radio industry and the audio industry for a long, long time.
Hello.
Hi, Joseph. It's Dixie here calling from the Radio Academy. I wanted to let you know you've been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my goodness, that's fantastic news. I'm Joseph Draco. I'm a reporter at the LBC national team. I joined the regional team about 2 years ago, and now I've progressed to our London newsroom. I only joined the industry about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I've always been passionate about radio, but I got into it late. So it's a huge moment. The biggest highlight for me, I think, was when I was sent to the Romanian-Ukrainian border to cover NATO operations on the anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And it just felt like a real key moment. Going from here, I'd really like to tell stories which are of international significance, particularly significance to Europe more widely. I think we're in a really interesting and troubling time.
Hi, Isabel. It's Dixie here from the Radio Academy.
Oh, hi. Hello.
I just wanted to let you know you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
No way. That's so exciting.
My name's Isabel Stanley and I'm a freelance investigative journalist. A career highlight from the last year would definitely be working on the podcast I made with the Daily Mail Pipeline. I created and posted the podcast and it was amazing. We went out to Trinidad and made the series, which then ended up being a number one series on Apple Podcasts and was incredible to work on. What an amazing sort of recognition. I'm just starting out in sort of the audio space, so I'm hoping that, you know, it will give me a bit of credibility, recognition for my work, and will hopefully help me get some really exciting new projects off the ground. The events and sort of the networking that could come from it, I think would be brilliant. It's always great to meet more people in the industry.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. It's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm calling you to tell you that you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh God, I feel like crying. That's really lovely. Thank you so much.
I'm Katie Lyons and I am the West Yorkshire reporter for Bauer Media, so for Greatest Hits Radio and Hits Radio. I'm so taken back. It's something that I have applied for over the last few years and I wasn't selected, but you know, it's definitely something that I've been striving towards, and to know that I am 30 under 30 is just a complete privilege and honour. I think it's something that, you know, when you work in the radio industry, it's something that you do really, really strive towards. I often hear the Radio Academy Awards, it's known as the big awards of the industry. When I think about my future and my career, to me, I hope that proving that I am someone who is recognised in 30 under 30, it proves that I am a journalist in it for the long run, and I just want to live and breathe this career and hopefully have a good, successful, long career in it.
Hello.
Hi, Katie. It's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm just phoning to say that you've been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 under 30 2025.
Oh, that's such amazing news. Thank you so much. I'm Katie Grant, podcast producer. I put loads of time into the application, so I'm just so glad that it's paid off. I've wanted to be in this industry for such a long time, and now I'm in it, and I'm kind of producing the calibre of work that I want to produce. I'm really proud of myself for that. And I think professionally, it's just such an incredible accolade. I've always looked up to other people who have this award. So to have it myself is quite surreal, really.
I'm Lewis Allsop. I'm an operational production engineer for BBC. I work on location outside broadcasts up and down the country and around the world, making things come on your telly and radio. I've always been a kind of person that just gets on with the job, if I'm honest with you. So, and somebody told me I should enter this, and I'm so glad I have, because it's just that recognition. I started at the BBC when I was 21. It can often feel a little bit daunting to be in such a big organisation as a youngster. I was part of the team that went into Syria in May, and it was so brilliant to be in a country that's been through so much turmoil, so much pain, and that actually had a bit of hope about it after the fall of Bashar al-Assad. I'm constantly learning, as we all are, about this brilliant industry, and it's always going through change. What I'd like to do is connect with other people, find out how they're doing things, they can find out how I'm doing things, and work together across all disciplines. I mean, I'm an engineer, but it's so good to speak to people from other areas of the industry.
Hi, Maren, it's Dixie here calling from the Radio Academy.
Oh, hi there.
I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, my goodness. That is incredible news. Hi, I'm Merin Robinson, and I work for BBC Radio Merseyside. I do a couple of jobs. One of them is a regional evening show producer, and the other one is I work for BBC Sound. But working in local radio, you work on loads of things, and I feel like there's nothing I haven't done. The difference, I hope, being a part of the Radio Academy 30 Under 30 is to show that young people have so much to offer. And I think the world of work is so hard, especially in this industry. So to see young people thrive and have their dreams come true, I hope that it influences other people to sort of go and get their dreams, try their best, put in that extra hour, be determined, go for your goals. You have to put your hat in the ring and give yourself the best chance. So this is brilliant news and I'm absolutely made up.
Hi, Naira, it's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm just phoning to tell you that you have been selected to be part of the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm shaking. Thank you so much. I'm Naya Dio, and I'm a producer at Sony Music Entertainment. In the past year, I have done live shows, I've launched podcasts, I've produced podcasts that have garnered millions and millions of views on social media. So I'm just really proud. And also the podcast that I launched in the past year was the first fully visualized podcast on the Sony Music Entertainment slate. There was a lot of hard work that went into that. I'm a mixed race woman in a very white male dominated space, and I never thought I'd get to this point in my career. To be selected and recognised for my hard work just means the world to me, and I'm just so happy I've been recognised.
Hi, Nikki, it's Dixie here calling from the Radio Academy. I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, I'm shaking. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Hi, my name's Nikki Anderson and I am the head of narrative at Stack. I think for me, my personal career highlight of the last year was, I probably have two. I won a sports journalism award for podcast of the year on a documentary we made about football hooliganism. Why that was such a personal highlight is I'm a female and I'm not English. So it meant a lot to me to be able to bring, you know, that kind of perspective to something. And it questioned, you know, far-right politics and hyper-masculinity and things that have only sadly gotten worse. And I think being a part of that conversation was something I was really proud of. And then, yeah, now this. And to now be at a place where I'm a part of this amazing cohort of people, and hopefully we'll be able to connect with more like-minded people and just, as always, learn from the people around me.
I'm Natasha Fernandez and I'm a producer for the BBC's long-form audio department. I make programmes for Radio 4 and the BBC World Service. So I recently moved to Salford, and that was just for a four-month placement, where I got to present a programme called BBC Witness History. And I released a social media video that got over 3 million views. It was about one of the oldest languages that died out 10 years ago. And it got a really phenomenal response. And I think the most exciting thing was the engagement, basically, that video created. Lots of people had opened up this conversation and were sharing it on multiple different platforms. And that was kind of nerve-wracking for me because I was moving to a different city. I felt like I was kind of uprooting my life, but it massively paid off. I just have seen a couple of people I know who I respect very highly as producers in the radio world get this accolade. And they speak so highly of the community that it's created, kind of the networking opportunities it's given. And to just be recognised amongst the group of some of the most talented people in radio under the age of 30 is such an honour.
Hi, Marnie, it's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm calling to let you know that you've been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much. My name is Marnie Woodmead and I'm a freelance audio producer. I mostly work on a nature podcast called Wild Tales for the National Trust, but I also do a bit of freelancing for 1860 and Aunt Nell, who are two brilliant independent production companies. I think 30 Under 30 matters because audio can feel like a hard and lonely career path, but people are in it because they really, really love it. And 30 Under 30 is like, the recognition is obviously completely lovely, but it's also a really nice way to connect with the rest of the industry and with other people who are, you know, trying to forge a career path in the same way.
Hi, Priya, it's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm just phoning to let you know that you have been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my God, thank you so much. My name's Priya Matharu. I'm currently freelance producing and presenting. I freelance produce at BBC Audio, so that's across BBC Asia Network and then BBC Local Radio as well. A big highlight from the last year would have to be the Hits Diwali show that I produced and presented. It was the first ever done on hits radio. So I pitched the idea, produced it, presented it, picked the playlist for it, promoted it. So, you know, it was a success and it was great to champion diversity as well on a national platform. 30 under 30, I mean, the list that everyone wants to be on, showcasing great people who's doing amazing things in the radio industry, people, you know, you can look up to. It's just amazing to be part of that list this year. It'll be great to be part of the alumni and those lists of people. It's great to get your name out there as well.
Hello.
Hi, is that Sam?
Hi, yes it is.
I'm calling to tell you, you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my God, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much. For me, 30 under 30, when I grew up listening to radio stations mattered so much to me and sort of connecting with presenters that I looked up to, I think it can be a big part of your formative years. So that's why radio's always meant a lot to me. Podcasting's always meant a lot to me. And I've always wanted to put myself into the industry the same way that I feel like I've kind of taken from it growing up, if that makes sense. I actually had my work recognised is, it's really touching. It's really, really touching. I hope that this would kind of lead to more opportunities to network with sort of like-minded people, people who are also making content similar to the way that I do. And at the same time, I hope I can sort of meet people that might be great opportunities to learn from. I think one thing that's so amazing about the audio industry is that people do tend to teach each other and they tend to mentor each other quite a lot. I hope there's some opportunity for that. And yeah, if there's also any opportunity to teach people things that I've learned as well, I think that would be incredible as well.
I'm Adam Eland and I'm a commissioning producer in the speech digital team at Radio 4. I've been working in podcast commissioning for the last 4 or 5 years. Before that was working at 5 Live in social media and in radio journalism. My job at the moment entails project management and looking after podcasts ranging from various different topics from comedy all the way to current affairs. I think it matters just to recognise people that are going to be like potentially the new leaders in journalism and radio production in the future. But it's also good to recognise those who are working hard in industry.
Hi, I'm Em Roberts. I'm the station sound producer for radio stations across Bauer Media. I predominantly work for Kerrang and Planet Rock, as well as Absolute Radio. My career highlight from the last year is winning gold at the Audio Production Awards for Best Sonic Branding Producer. It was a massive personal achievement for me, and also I felt like it was a big thing because it's the first time a woman has ever won it. So I was just absolutely over the moon. And I shared a category with a lot of the guys that I work alongside, and they're incredible producers. So to be kind of recognized amongst them as well was a huge proud moment for me. I think just being selected it's a massive recognition by the Radio Academy. And it really matters to me because it's the place where we kind of discover a lot of people in the industry that are on kind of the rise. Hopefully these names coming forward now are going to be people that make real changes in the future. I'm hoping that kind of this recognition will enable me to keep climbing and keep rising in the industry, making more people aware of women working in station sound. Hopefully it can get more women into it.
I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, wow, you've made my day. So my name is Nico Constantino and I am a content assistant here at Radio 1, working across shows like Greg James' Breakfast Show and Ricky Melvin and Charlie's Show. Originally, I came through on One Extra's Where It Begins scheme last year in October, where I competed against 400 other candidates to secure my role on the scheme. And I'm still working my way up the ladder. I'm currently acting up as a content assistant producer. There was an artist called Machine Gun Kelly who came through for Live Lounge Month 2025 this year, and that was a moment of realization for me where I was like, yo, like I grew up listening to this guy's music. And then we just crossed paths, funny enough, before the Live Lounge, and he said hi to me before I even had the chance to like say like, yo, like you're the guy. So that was a real blessed moment. And what am I hoping for 30 under 30s? Just more momentum, you know, more acknowledgement of my hard work, more opportunities are going to come my way, more chances to network and continue working towards my dreams and bringing my dreams to reality. And I think it's extremely encouraging, you know, like knowing that your hard work and your dedication is being acknowledged and, you know, it just makes you want to do more.
I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my gosh, that's so... I'm so surprised. Thank you so much. I'm Aisha Williams. I'm an audio producer for Reform Radio based in Manchester. One of my main jobs week to week is producing a radio show for BBC Six Music. The difference I hope 30 Under 30 makes for me is I hope it really continues to give me confidence, because I think a daily struggle is imposter syndrome. And so this, I think, mostly will do so much for me internally and my brain. Externally, I just hope it shows other people that are wanting to get into the industry that it is possible. It's just a nice acknowledgement. I think it means that I'm doing something right, but also contributing to the industry, which I think you can, in your day-to-day, feel like you're just putting content out into the ether. But like, for someone outside of your own work colleagues and friends to acknowledge that your contribution is needed, wanted and appreciated, it's really, really nice, actually. I'm very, very shocked, but yeah, honoured that people judging thought that my journey, which has been an interesting one, is like, yeah, one of any importance. So thank you.
Hi, Dan, it's Dixie here from the Radio Academy. I'm phoning you to say you've been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. My name is Dan Noble. I'm a radio presenter at Absolute Radio. I got nominated for the Radio Times Moment of the Year for a link I did on Early Breakfast about the race riots, which were going on last summer. But at this year's ARIAs was when that link was played out, and it was amongst the 10 shortlisted. That was kind of a really surreal moment, seeing my face on the screen. I'll be honest with you, I'm just so gassed. I'm almost 28. And having worked in radio since, yeah, I was 20 or so, and kind of always would have loved to have been part of the 30 Under 30. And it's always such an incredibly strong group of people. So I'm just very excited to be amongst it. And I don't know where it'll take me, but I will proudly shout it from the rooftops whenever I see anyone.
I'm Fiona, and I work at Goalhanger. I produce The Rest Is Politics US with Katty Kay and Anthony Scaramucci. I've been working at Goalhanger for about 2.5 years now, and just really enjoy making exciting political content in quite a crazy time. A career highlight for me would definitely be covering the US election in November last year and staying up all night to do 8-hour coverage with a mixture of all of our hosts across The Rest Is History, Rest Is Entertainment, and of course The Rest Is Politics shows as well. It's just nice to build a community and basically be recognised for the work that we're all doing. I'm meeting other people and just experiencing the industry as it kind of comes up and starting out in it as well. I never knew when I was younger that I'd end up in podcasting at all. I was always interested in journalism and felt really lucky when I got a job at Goalhanger working on The Rest Is Politics UK, which is my favourite podcast, and now producing the US edition, I'm absolutely loving.
I just wanted to let you know that you have been selected for the AIR Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Shut up. That's so cool. Thank you.
My name is Molly Palmer, and I am a presenter with BBC Radio Wales, and I have been for the last 2 years. I'm also a DJ. Music is such a huge part of my life. I work quite a lot with young people, teaching DJing and stuff, especially women, non-binary, and trans people who are interested in music. I'm also a part of a group of people who have recently established a brand new bilingual radio station in Wales called Radio Seed. And yeah, I mean, radio is such a massive part of my life. I come from a very working class background in an area where being creative, you know, it's encouraged, but there aren't really many opportunities for people to get involved in that type of stuff. So it's not something that I ever saw myself doing with my life. So the fact that I just decided to do it as a music lover of radio, and the fact that it's ever led to a career is completely, you know, beyond my wildest dreams in the first place. So to be selected as one of the Radio Academy 30 Under 30, again, even further, is just something I never thought. I'm hoping maybe that it can show people that it doesn't matter what background you sort of come from. You can work in the music industry and you can work in the creative industry.
My name's Sasha Boback and I'm a comedy and entertainment producer at BBC Studios. So I make a lot of radio shows and podcasts, from stand-up, panel, scripted, topical, a big range of different shows. A lot of them I devise and come up with and cast the talent and then develop the shows with them and, yeah, see through from kind of conception to broadcast. It's really good to be recognised for what I do, especially for the shows that I come up with. I want to continue coming up with original formats and ideas and scripts so I can continue to grow those shows and work with those talent and take them on to bigger and better things.
I was just phoning to say that you've been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That's such lovely news.
My name is Taqwa Sadiq. I'm a freelance audio producer and presenter. I'm currently looking across various projects, but the main one is I'm senior producer on a new documentary series, a new documentary podcast. We're looking at stories of Muslim women around the world, particularly from the theme of resistance and resilience. A couple months ago, I did a program for Outlook about a person called Jim Mitzelfeld, who won a Pulitzer for his investigative journalism. He read a diary entry of the night that he won. But what was interesting about the diary entry was he mentioned a conversation he had with his brother and how he was the first person who he called to tell the news. And recently, I got a call from Jim saying that his brother had just passed away. And the last conversation he had with his brother, who had dementia, was playing that piece of audio to him where he read out the diary. And his brother remembered that night. And it was so incredibly special for me to be able to be part of that moment. I think the audio industry is changing so fast. There's so many different things coming at you from different directions. And so sometimes it can be really hard to feel like you know whether or not you're on the right track. And so being nominated for something like this, it's just really nice because it makes me remember that my work is having an impact.
Hey, Dixie, it's Ollie. How's it going?
Hi, Ollie. It's all good. Listen, I'm phoning to tell you that you've been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh, amazing. Thank you very much. My name is Ollie Brooks. I'm a senior producer with the Prism Radio Association. My day-to-day job is working on our radio station, National Prism Radio. I train up a group of guys in Brixton Prison to produce and present radio shows. So that's everything from music shows to talk shows, everything in between. And then also I produce a couple of our shows that are broadcast by people who used to be in prison and are now employed by us on the outside. A big part of our work on National Prison Radio is kind of inspiring people who are behind bars, telling them about ways that they can find that second chance and that prison shouldn't define them. And we've launched a talk show, a daily talk show. We just found out it's been nominated for an audio production award as well. So that's been a real positive career highlight over like the 6 months, seeing something that I've worked on from the start and created blossom into this massive part of our brand.
My name's Anushka Lewis and I'm a producer at Goalhanger. I produce Empire World History Podcast. I also do some freelance presenting for BBC Bite Size Podcast to help GCSE students revise for their history GCSE. I'm looking forward to meeting different people around my age in the audio industry. It's just nice to be recognised for working in this industry as I have. But yeah, meeting lots of other audio producers will be lovely.
Roshan, I just wanted to let you know that you've been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Thank you. So I'm Roshan Roberts and I work day to day as a freelance exec producer. And what that basically means is that I oversee projects from development through to execution and then being available on your favourite audio platforms. I was working at Audible. I work as the exec producer and commissioner on a project called Do Not Disturb, Good Sex in Progress. And that is what I believe is audio's first ever black audio drama. So it was really good to bring that to fruition and to also see so many positive reviews online as well. Anyone can listen to it, but I think particularly if you're a woman, you'll really relate to the characters because it's really authentic and honest. I'm really passionate about the audio space and creating and contributing to this industry. And so I put a lot of heart and soul into the products that I've worked on. So for me, it feels like a privilege to be recognised for the work that I've done.
I'm just calling to let you know that you've been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30 2025.
No way. That is super cool. Thank you so much. I am Flo Moorsman and I am a station sound producer. So I produce across the whole kind of Bauer portfolio. And I'm also just recently started presenting on Hits Radio Pride as well. When I was given the Rising Star Award with Bauer, that for me was a really pinnacle moment because it made me look back at kind of all the stuff that I had achieved in quite a short period of time. When I'd started here full-time at Bauer, which was about 2 and a bit years ago, I was also studying full-time at university as well. So it was so much to juggle, but I'm really glad that I pushed through it and did it because now I've managed to get to where I am today. So I'm hoping that I'll get to kind of connect with like-minded individuals within the industry at the moment, because that is something that I'm really passionate about, is connecting with people that love doing the same stuff that I'm doing, and just like be able to start conversations around radio and like what we all get up to. For me, it's kind of just affirms that all the hard work I've put in so far is really worth it.
Listen, I'm just calling to tell you that you have been selected for the Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30.
Amazing. Thank you so much. That is amazing to hear.
My name is Finn Ramson. I'm the head of sport at Stack. I've been with Stack for 5 years now, and my job is basically to make the best sports podcasts around. 30 Under 30, to me, matters a lot. It's really important to me to be able to, I suppose, make an impact for myself and to kind of push on my own career, but more broadly, just to be part of a group of young people who are trying to change the media landscape and to, you know, be part of like innovating what is, particularly in my industry in podcasting, an incredibly exciting industry, but one that has a lot to learn and a lot of places that it can go. So being part of the next generation, I suppose, for want of a better phrase, is immensely important to me. And I hope I'll also be able to help other people. I just hope to be continuing to improve and to continue to learn from other people. That's the main thing for me. I just want to meet as many people as possible in our industry, hear what they're doing, learn more about what they're doing.
Thank you to Ricky Lee, Dixie Stewart, Rick Simmons for the audio, and all our class of 2025 Air Radio Academy 30 Under 30. You can find out more about this year's cohort at radioacademy.org/30under30. Our website is also the place to go for details of our next Foot in the Door event in Bradford on the 8th of December at the National Science and Media Museum. Head to radioacademy.org/training to see the latest guest speakers and to book your ticket. Next week, our guests are Amy Wheel from Overcoat Media and freelance producer James Bonney about the concept behind and the work they did on the Radio 4 illuminated show, A Very British Christmas. I'll see you next week.